This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully. Hey there, my fellow like-hearted humans. It's Michael, and this is the Kintsugi Podcast. And this week, I have another one of our open awareness segments for you that highlight our trip across America in 2022. My wife drove our RV that we called Maisie with our two dogs at the time, Hope and Jester, and we've added a third. Her name is Story, and I rode my bike. We started in Astoria, Oregon, and we're finishing up in Washington, D.C. Last month, I shared some stories from Ohio and Indiana. And this month, we're heading into coal and steel country. We're going into West Virginia and Pennsylvania. And more specifically, I want to talk about the steel city, Pittsburgh. When I rode through West Virginia, I was surrounded by nature, but I was also surrounded by the dinge of coal and steel. You could feel the pain the people in the towns were experiencing. West Virginia has yet to reinvent itself. But when I crossed over the border into Pennsylvania and eventually into Pittsburgh, that's a completely different story. The city of Pittsburgh, they know despair. They know hard times, much like what I just rode through in West Virginia. Back in the 1980s, the bottom fell out of the Steel City, which was an iconic city because it helped build America. But the wonderful, like-hearted humans in Pittsburgh, they realized they could reinvent themselves. And that's exactly what has happened. The city has transformed from steel into tech, into healthcare, and other vibrant industries. The city isn't perfect. No city is. There are still neighborhoods that are really hurting, but it's much more vibrant now. It's now a destination people wish to travel to. It's a place to go to school or university at. And it illustrates that we're never too old to reinvent ourselves. So whether we're talking about a city or ourselves, it's never too late to reinvent ourselves, to learn something new, to do something challenging. And I met so many people on my trip doing just that. In Eugene, Oregon, I met a gentleman who is 79. His wife passed away a few years ago, and he always loved the feeling of an adventure. So he decided to ride his bike across the country. He was on one of those low-to-the-ground tandems. He wasn't going very fast. It was going to take him the full summer, but he was doing it. At 79, he was going to be able to say he's the type of person that can ride his bike across the country. As I rode east from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C., I met up with Bob about 40 miles west of Frostburg, Maryland. That was our destination for one night on our trip, and it was his hometown. We were on the Gap together, the Greater Allegheny Passage. And if you're a cyclist or wish to be one, my advice, get to Pittsburgh and ride the Gap from Pittsburgh to Cumberland, Maryland. It's one of the best rails-to-trail systems in America. I promise you won't be disappointed. As we pedaled together, Bob talked about reinvention. He talked about his life and his journey, how he was once part of the big city and decided to leave it all behind. And his family and him moved out to Frostburg, where he now teaches at the local university. Here's the thing. Age is simply a number, as they say, and it comes with a whole bunch of limiting beliefs. One question that I love is, what age do you think you are if you didn't know how old you were? It strips away many of the limiting beliefs we have about age. Like, you can't teach an old dog a new trick, which is just not true. At any age, you can reinvent yourself. That's the cool thing about living right now, is that you can do so much. If you want to change careers at 30, go for it. You can actually do it sooner, or you can do it later. You can have a big aha moment at 33, which I did, aka my last bad day, and change your script. Change your approach to work and to life. You can become more emotionally intelligent, have better emotional management at 37, or start a mindfulness practice at 39, or find ways to be happier at 40. You can run for office when you're 43. You can adopt a child at that age as well. If you've never considered yourself an athlete, you can become one by running a marathon when you're 45 or doing a grand fondo on your bike. You can learn social media in your late 40s. You can leave your corporate existence, as I did at 47, to start what I'm doing today. Age is simply a number, and yes, a whole bunch of people have limiting beliefs around age, but we don't have to let that stop us. No, because we play a different game. They're playing a finite game, and we're playing an infinite one. We know we can reinvent ourselves at any age. We can ride our bike across America at 55 after a total knee replacement at the age of 54, or do like some of the people I met along my journey who are riding across the country in their 70s. You can start a podcast when you're 61. You can move to a new country when you're 63. You can even start a company in your 70s. And as my grandmother-in-law did, you can also get your master's in biology at 89. I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90. At any moment in time, you can reinvent yourself. You can do new things. You can even learn a new language or an instrument. And yes, those get a little bit harder as we get older, but they're not impossible. When we stop learning and when we stop trying to do new things, even hard things, we stop living. And we become old really quickly. It makes it hard for us to come together in that Kintsugi spirit. All of us will go through a lot. We will chip, we will crack, we will break. But part of coming back together, part of that Urishi that makes us Kintsugi, is our ability to try on new things, to learn, to grow, to feed our soul, feed our hearts. We're meant to do new things. We're meant to learn and discover and explore. That's what makes life amazing. So here's my challenge for you. Between now and next month, when we wrap up our trip across America as we pedal into Washington, D.C. and the Lincoln Memorial, try something new. Take a step to reinvent yourself. Learn a new skill. Begin practicing mindfulness. You can join us here at Pause, Breathe, Reflect. Do something new to help you feel wide awake, to help you step into life, because that's going to help you put a more beautiful ripple into the world. And that will feed your soul at the same time helping others around you. Because this journey we're on, it's all about how to become a better human to other humans. So when we talk about being like-hearted, that's what we're talking about. So age is just a number. You're never too old to learn something new. I'm so grateful you took some time today to tune into the Kintsugi podcast. As you know, time is your most precious resource. We can't make any more of it. So the fact that you're here means the world to me. And if you haven't already left a kind review and rating wherever you happen to listen to this podcast, I hope you'll do it today. I also hope that you'll join our Pause, Breathe, Reflect community of like-hearted humans looking to be better humans to other humans and trying to put more happiness into the world. It's pretty easy to join. All you need to do is go to Apple's App Store or Google Play and simply type in Pause, Breathe, Reflect and download our app. Become part of our wonderful community. I'm so glad you're here and part of our Kintsugi family. Until next week, remember, if you meet a challenging moment when you're learning something new, slow it down, come back to your breath, and know that you've got this and we've got you. Together, we will celebrate our scars as golden symbols of strength and resilience. And that will help us put a beautiful ripple into the world. I love you, and I'll see you next week. This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully.